Yo, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, wow. Ooh, I'm congested on this mic. Yeah. Yo,
push.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, no, I know you.
Ooh, I'm congested on this mic. Yeah.
You are now listening to an album a day.
Show.
Ooh, I'm congested.
You are now listening to.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the stage with Paul. Who's next? Who's next?
Show start.
Yo, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yo, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. Yo, we have a liftoff.
Man, you want to talk about being gone for a moment? Wow. I didn't think I'd be able to return. I'm so glad to be back. All right, let's get into it.
Yo, 1, 2, 1, 2. April 2019, I founded this show, and I can't believe it's 5 years.
That's Chris.
That's Chantel.
And we are the hosts of CCTV, the nonstop pop show where we discuss the business and creative sides of global pop music and, of course, K-pop.
Yes, and Ashley, we are so excited that you are returning to the K-pop podcast family. Happy 5th anniversary to your fantastic show, and we cannot wait to hear the new episodes.
It's been a while since someone's gotten down to the nitty-gritty of all the music, and no one does it like you, Miss Bling.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's the country girl, Laika, a.k.a. the Iron Beatty, because I am an old beatty in these Lolita streets, child. Y'all, I can't believe it's been 5 years. 5 years of A3 Day. I still remember the live stream when Ashley told us that she wanted to make the podcast. Like, I can't believe it. I am so proud of you, Ashley, and all the things you have accomplished. Who would have thought that my child showing me if K-pop idols had black moms would lead to this friendship? I definitely did not see that coming. It's wonderful, though. And it was so refreshing to see someone in my age group be so excited and open about their love of K-pop. It gave me the courage to express my excitement without shame. So thank you. You are an inspiration. Love you, and here's to many more years of A3 Day. Happy 5th anniversary.
Love you too, Laika. All these messages, I'm grateful to have them, and they'll be sprinkled within the episode. But the big thing is, y'all, so much has happened. I've been gone for 9 months. I had a lot of real life stuff going on. I can't even be funny about it. Let's be real. Both my physical health and my mental health were not faring very well. And I was at a crossroads on top of the fact that I was recently married and recently laid off. And recently in graduate school, where it was too much on the plate. It was way too much. And I needed to step away and do what was necessary to make myself feel better, get the type of support I need as a person who was a part of the establishing team of KPSN Podcast Fest, which is long gone now, sadly, but in a positive way, but sadly, advocating for mental health is not a game to me. And I did what was necessary to get into proper care and eventually got some diagnoses. And my family and I are working through it. No need to get further than that. But know that if you're struggling, it's of no merit to keep that to yourself. Get and find help. I understand that finances are difficult. It is an extreme stressor for me. But even with that difficulty, you still need to be able to get the support that you need. So get proper care, get your doctors involved, get your friends, your family, your religious groups, whatever you need to do to help yourself to get better. And in the process of getting better, I wasn't listening to as much music. I wanted to take a full break away to see if how I felt about all of this was a phase or if it was just something that I enjoyed when I needed it deeply in my life, when my life was much different than it is now. And if I had outgrown it, and Turns out I've not.
Hey everyone, it's Mina from K-Pop Bookshelf, a podcast where we explore Korean popular culture through books. I wanted to wish a happy 5th anniversary and welcome back to An Album a Day podcast. Ashley probably doesn't even know how much she inspired me to start my own podcast and how much I have enjoyed listening to hers over the years. I love the historical perspective and insight she brings to her episodes, as well as her humor and warmth. Congratulations on your comeback, Ashley. And if you want to check out my podcast, K-Pop Bookshelf, it's available most places where you can find podcasts. I'm also on Instagram at K-Pop Bookshelf, which is all one word. Thanks.
Welcome back, Ashley. I'm so proud of you for taking the time off that you needed to recuperate yourself, rest, regenerate, you know, go forth and do new things, you know, start new projects, see what you're capable of. And you did. And you conquered. And now you're back in the podcast. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so happy that you're coming back because I can't wait to see what you have to say about all the albums that you have yet to cover, all the artists you've yet to speak about. So welcome back, Ashley. And for those who don't know me, I'm Carolyn Hines. I'm a film culture critic, journalist, and podcaster and YouTuber. I have an Asian drama podcast called Beyond the Romance Drama Podcast. You can find on Acast. You can find the video versions on my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@Carolyn_Hines. And that's just my little plug for me. But you can find all of my other interviews with film creatives around the world about their work, the industry, what inspires them. And that's enough about me, but yay, Ashley's coming back.
Hi guys, this is Natasha Malenga, aka Tasha Sampa, author, journalist, and producer, and host of a Soulful Storm podcast. And I am here to celebrate the return of Everyday Podcast with Ashley, our favorite Korean music historian, you know, who celebrates the Korean music industry from A to Z. But guys, like, honestly, I'm so happy that the podcast is coming back. Ashley is one of my favorite Korean content creators. When I first got into K-pop, she was one of the first people that I found. And outside of the fact that she is ridiculously funny, you learn so much from her. There is always pockets of wisdom and knowledge that you will take away from listening to her. So make sure you like, you listen, and you subscribe.
Not too much on me. Not too much pressure. Thank y'all. Very grateful for what you have to say and just the enthusiasm for my return. It means a lot. Getting into music, nothing moves faster in K-pop than the fact that everybody is chasing for or towards the big, oh my gosh, we got everybody speaking our name around the world. We want to be the next Blackpink, the former Super Junior, the former 21, the current BTS, who that ARMY stuff is concluding soon. And I'm not talking about the fandom. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about their actual military time. Time is moving. And even though they're in right now, they have not stopped giving people content. So it's dope. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Like, it's just so much going on. I'm counting down to a concert very soon here in Houston, too, actually. But I'll give you the recap in the next episode. I don't want to spoil it now. Patreon patrons know. Y'all know what's going on. But for the rest of you, just hang in there for me. But to keep me from being so far behind, my friends at Genius Korea are allowing me to get caught up every single month with some things that are not the most pressing in terms of the discography I might be focusing on. And I do apologize if there's some popping going on. Y'all, I'm still getting used to being in front of a microphone again. It's so wild how this is partially second nature, but not second nature to my ears anymore. We're going to be right by the third episode, I swear to God. So Genius Korea has this amazing piece called Off Radar, and it's spearheaded by Anna. And the one that I actually did some reacting to was the releases that deserve your attention from Kino, Sean, Moon, Soojin, Horizon, The Boys, Young Posse, and more. And what I really enjoy about this is it gives me an opportunity to be able to look at comebacks, debuts,
indie, just it's everything. And it's a really good mix for me because going discography by discography, I'm kind of trapped, you know. And I made an announcement with my comeback video that moving forward, to prevent me from missing so much content, I'll be knocking out entire discographies per episode. So we're going to be moving these seasons similar to how they have been, where you get about 18 to 20 episodes with a couple special ones. But I want to give you more of the music. I want to get to more artists. There's entire generations in K-pop, not age-wise, but, you know, the era of K-pop, second gen, third gen, well, fourth and fifth, I have missed out on a lot, entirely too much. Just a lot, just that much was abrupt because it is, it's too much. There's names, I don't even know. I don't know these babies. So using this has given me the opportunity to be introduced to Sean and this song that he has called Easy, which, It's nice. It's bluesy. It's real sassy in the right ways. Or going over to Indy and listening to Daniel, who's got this song called Fresh that pushed my muffin cap back blue. I don't know about y'all. I saw a reaction from Dre on his channel where even he was caught off guard by this cat. Real smooth, really cool stuff. One that I particularly believe that you need to check out is the song called Mamacita by Hello Gloom. Now, I know we've had, you know, K-pop Latin mashups and things of that sort before, and this is severely, evidently, unequivocally influenced by Latin music, and the track is a dance anthem, but I feel like it's pretty good. It's not too much going on with the lyrics, and it can rightfully get stuck into your memory, stuck in your head. I'm sorry, I didn't even give you the artist's name. Oh, yes, I did. I said Hello Gloom. See, look, rusty. But I wanted to come back and give you all the real. I like the fact that their name is Hello Gloom because it reminds me of the YouTuber Gloom. So it's just, I'm old out here.
Hey Ashley, this is Roxy and Jay with The Craze. Happy 5th anniversary. We're so happy to hear that your show is coming back for its 5th anniversary, and we are so glad to see you back on the K-pop scene. You've always been a great inspiration to all of us, and we have a lot of great memories of you and all of your ventures. So here's to even better things moving forward.
Hey Ashley, as Roxy said, congratulations and happy anniversary. 5 years is such a long time. Super proud and always happy to be friends with you and colleagues in this space. So again, immense congratulations and happy anniversary. This has been Jay and Roxy from The Craze Cast and as well as The Craze Mag, you know, the outlet that, you know, brings international fans closer to the action. That one, yeah. We're super happy and we're always supporting you. Congratulations again. Have a good one. Bye.
Hi, it's Nat from Soju Chronicles and Not Your Average Netizens. And I am here to celebrate the return of A3D Podcast and also your 5th anniversary. Yay. Very, very excited that you are back and you're on to bigger, better, doper things. And thanks as always for the deep dive into these albums. I do also enjoy, you know, learning about producers and the songwriters and sort of background information, just like that deep dive information into albums. And I love that you're back because that basically means that when we do album reviews on Nyan, I can do less work if I pick an album that you've already done. So it's great. But anyways, outside of my general laziness, I am so excited that you're back. And I know a lot of people have been waiting for your return. So once again, congrats. And can't wait for the next episode.
Again, no pressure on me that if I do all of the stuff for the historical side of the album that my friends get to slide on the research. after that little chuckle I had before the nice messages my dog brought, a stuffed dumpling in here. I stepped on it and almost risked my life. So now I'm sitting down and I'm in a bit of a better spot. Nonetheless, what I want you to understand with me doing this thing concerning genius, you will get a thorough breakdown. This is just an introduction to things that are getting ready to take place on the show. I'm going to have the link to the write-up in the notes of this episode, but you can anticipate a very thorough breakdown where I'm letting you know about every single artist is on there, not just a handful. I don't think it's fair to give you a little bit. And for those of you who are interested in being able to see the actual visual reaction to everything, then you need to become a Patreon patron. If you go to patreon.com/day podcast, you'll be able to join my various membership tiers and be able to experience more of what used to happen on YouTube, you know, when I used to do music video reactions so very long ago. Well, there's something similar taking place there, and more engagement, more first moments with music, especially if it's an artist you know you like and you're like, gosh, she's about to go through this whole discography. They got 62 albums. And it's like, you bet. That is the focus of the week. Now, there will be some times where some people might get an episode 2 or 3 because I have to be a little bit more consecutive about it because it's just so much within the body of work. But yeah, it's gonna be some busy nights, and you don't want to miss out on all of that. So shout out again to Genius Korea. So excited to be doing something collaboratively with them. Love that team and love the energy that they bring to the scene. In order for you to know where I am in this alphabet, I wish I would have had the camera on me so you could have seen how my eyes just bulged out. You'll be able to go to my websites very soon. They are almost finished. Possibly by the time you hear this episode, if you look in the show notes, you'll see that I have a3daypodcast.com and a3daypodcast.info live again with different content. But one of them will have the calendar. So you're like, oh, okay, she's on this letter now. She's on this. This is when it'll be a season break. This is when A3Day Sister Show comes back. You know, all that cool stuff. So I don't want you just waiting and keeping your fingers crossed. Things just are a little different. I know I've said it multiple times, but it's both for my sanity and for where I live now in this podcast realm. I've got one more message from a longtime friend in the game.
Hi, Ashley. Denise Coley, founder, CEO of K-Crush America Magazine here. Just wanted to say I'm so proud and excited to know that you're bringing your award-winning podcast back. What an exciting time. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that's happy that you're bringing it back. It has been missed. I know that you and I have worked together for almost 10 years now regarding the magazine and many of the things that you've been put together yourself. So I'm really proud of you and excited to know you. I respect you highly. You push the boundaries, you think outside of the box, and you make things happen. So again, I'm so thrilled that you're bringing your podcast back, and we're all looking forward to it. Thank you. And I will be talking with you again soon. Take care.
An Album a Day and A3Day Sister Show are now proud to be at the Alive Podcast Network. It's super dope, super cool. I know, you're like, what does that mean? More than happy to tell you. That means that my show is one of some 40 that's hosted on an all-Black content creator platform. And at this time, which it won't stay this way, but at this time, I am the first and currently only South Korean commentary, but first music commentary podcast in the entire network. So I'm very proud of that, extremely proud of what the founder and the rest of her team are accomplishing. And it's just super cool stuff. So you can see the press release announcement of that in the show notes, as well as check out their website. You definitely want to see what they have over there and add the app to your ways of accessing podcasts. So that's Alive. I just dropped the mic. AlivePodcastNetwork.com. I think this is it. I think I've done well. I think I've done well this first returning episode. And then I'll catch y'all on the next episode. Bye, y'all.